Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, doing deep prajna paramita, clearly saw emptiness of all the five conditions, thus completely relieving misfortune and pain. This is how the great Prajna Paramita Heart Sutra begins. Of course, though we call it Maha Prajna, Great Wisdom Paramita Heart Sutra, this great wisdom is the most ordinary wisdom. It's the most ordinary wisdom that you, I, and everyone we encounter. But most of all, each of us are. That's what our life is. And even more so, though we start by saying when the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara practices this, but Avalokiteshvara, the one who hears and responds as the Bodhisattva to the cries of suffering, who sees suffering, is indeed each of us. Therefore, in being this prajna wisdom that we are, we perceive the emptiness, the fullness, the reality of this moment. And we see that this moment is prajna, is wisdom. It's wisdom that can relieve suffering because all of those things, form, sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness, whichever way you speak of those are not what we judge them to be. Those are not the likes and dislikes that we believe. They are nothing but the prajna that is our life, that is the life of the universe manifesting. It's not something else somewhere else, but it's up to us to live it as it is. To live it without being blinded by our likes and dislikes, our yes and no that creates suffering. Relieving suffering is discovering that from the beginning, the suffering is something we create and manifest and hold on to and build on, and that our life as the Bodhisattva is to be this wisdom that we are from the beginning and thus relieve suffering for ourselves and others. Or let's say it differently. Thus hear and respond to the cries of our life in the various forms that they manifest, so-called for us or so-called for others. When we say Avalokiteshvara, usually there's two forms of Avalokiteshvara. One is the one that sees the suffering and responds. The other is the one that hears the suffering and responds, but doesn't make a difference. It's all the ways that we perceive reality and do what's called for in order to manifest we say, the emptiness of, which is to manifest the very form, sensation, perception, and so forth, that are the wisdom of our life, which enables us to take care of suffering and pain, whether it's so-called ours or so-called those of others in our life, in the various ways that this opportunity arises, or to notice how and where we're doing things that are not skillful, that in place of relieving suffering, they are creating suffering. Creating suffering for us and for others. Dogen has a comment on in his fascicle called Mahaprajnaparamita, where he cites his teacher, Ru Jing. This was his teacher in China. He cites a poem by his teacher. He said, "My former master, the old Buddha, said," and I will read two slightly different translations of the poem. Of course, the poem is originally in Chinese. And I'll read two different English translations for us to appreciate the poem, because the poem truly clarifies the whole of this Heart Sutra. Now, I will talk about the Heart Sutra today a little bit. I'll talk about it tomorrow, next week, and during Sesshin, different aspects of it. So, the entire body is a mouth of a hanging bell, hanging in empty space. Regardless of the wind from east, west, south, or north, joining the whole universe in chiming out wisdom. Ding, 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 ding. A slightly different translation is, its whole body, like a mouth windbell, hanging in empty space, without asking if the winds are from north, south, east, or west, equally for all them, it talks prajna. Ding, 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 ding. This is the talking of prajna of successor after successor of Buddhas and ancestors, says Dogen. It is the wisdom of the whole body. It is the wisdom of the whole other. It is the wisdom of the whole self. It is the wisdom of north, south, east, or west. Really, this clarifies what our life is and what our life practices. Our life is manifesting this wisdom by being truly who we are. Exactly the form as it is empty. Empty, and yet it is exactly the whole of the form. Empty of, if I say it to explain, all the things that we add on to it and judge. This one is, this one is not, this one I like, this one shouldn't be, and react from those. The wind bell takes the winds from every direction, not saying, this one I like, this one I don't like, this one I'll ring for, this one I won't ring for. All of these are nothing but the wisdom of the truth of what our life is. This is what the whole of the Heart Sutra is. The whole of the Heart Sutra is enabling us to be exactly the form of this moment of our life in all the ways, excuse me, that manifests. Each way that our life manifests is exactly the manifestation of the universe, of the wisdom of the Buddha that enables us to be fully who and what we are, to be this awakened life, as opposed to blinding ourselves by our likes and dislike reactions, our greed, anger, and ignorance, if we say it that way, which keeps us from seeing and doing what manifests and serves our life and relieves the suffering of our and others' lives. This is the whole of our practice that we discover in just sitting upright. We discover in sitting down, standing up, walking, hearing. Our job, if I say it in that way, in Zazen is very simple. Be present, sit upright, walk upright, hear the sounds that appear and disappear, see the light that appears and disappears. Be this moment, including all the form, sensation, conceptions that are your life. All the five conditions, sensations, conceptions, discriminations, awareness, are all aspects of the functioning of who you are. They themselves are exactly the wisdom of the universe. It's our reaction to them that makes them no longer the emptiness that can ring the bell of the universe. Instead, our reactions and clinging or rejecting, pushing away, is what results in us missing this very life, this very moment, this very universe. And in place of that suffering and harming, entangling and troubling ourselves and others. So let us continue, and we could look at different aspects of the Heart Sutra in the coming days so that we can appreciate, as Dogen says, the 100 grasses, the myriad forms of life as they are. Therefore, we can truly say, thanks for everything. I have no complaints. Not only say that, but manifest and support and nurture the whole universe. Thank you.